It's Ross.
Hi,
Barbara.
Dear. Come on in.
How's it going?
Everything going fast.
Barbara C. has a modest, one-story, three-bedroom home. It sits on a plot of land across from a cemetery. The inside is decorated with older, worn furniture. She's 73 years old and has lived here since 1976 when she had the house built. Inside those walls, she's raised her two kids and sometimes her four grandkids. Barbara is retired and on a fixed income, but she has a pretty big problem.
Sometimes my utility bill be half of my income coming in on the 30.
That's right, half. See, Barbara gets about $1,000 a month in Social Security. Her utility bill due in June, more than $375, a combination of current charges and late fees.
I was left and put my glasses on. I paid that $188.
And that's on the cheap end. Last November, one bill topped out at $890. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services defines an energy burden above 6% of your income as unaffordable. That's the amount you spend paying your utility bill. The average burden for low-income families in Atlanta and rural parts of the state hovers around 10%. For Barbara, who lives out in Washington, Georgia, hers ranges from 17 to 36%, and that's before late fees. Georgia produces enough solar energy to power more than 180,000 homes. Barbara could pay extra on her bill for solar power, but it's something she hasn't even thought about. Same for installing her own solar panels.
The reason I haven't thought about it because I know I couldn't afford it. But it don't enter my mind because I don't have the income to come in to do that.
Rich Simmons is with the Strategic Energy Institute at Georgia Tech. He says the cost to get started is just too high for low-income communities.
It's not that they can't justify payback or the return on an investment. The problem is the initial cash outlay is the big barrier.
The price of installing solar power in Georgia has gone down by a third since 2014, but you're still looking at spending some $15,000 up front for a relatively small unit, not to mention about a decade for the investment to pay off. So, is solar power even reasonable for low-income communities to reduce their utility bills? Sandra Farley with the Partnership for Southern Equity says that probably shouldn't be the first choice.
Before you would even recommend someone in a home-owned rooftop situation put solar on their home is to make sure that they are first as energy efficient as possible.
For Barbara, that's another problem. She's had her washing machine and stove for more than 15 years and bought a new dryer 2 months ago only after her old one gave out. And as far as improving her home's weatherization, Georgia actually has programs to help with that. Last year, only 458 homes were helped through the state-run program, but looking at income alone, about 1 million households could have applied if they needed to. Barbara says she's applied before, but never found a good time for someone to come to her home. She says she would try just about anything to lower her bills.
Yes, I'd be winning. But my check can't be pulled with so much.
Her utility bill that was due on the 3rd of this month ran higher than $400. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.